And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the set-apart things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my set-apart name in those things which they hallow to me. I am Yahweh. Say to them, Whosoever he be of all your descendants among your generations that goes to the set-apart things which the children of Israel set apart to Yahweh, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from my presence. I am Yahweh. Whatever man of the seed of Aaron is a leper or has a running issue, he shall not eat of the set-apart things until he be clean. And the one touches anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goes from him, or anyone touches any crawling creatures whereby he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may take uncleanness, whatsoever uncleanness he has. The soul which has touched any such shall be unclean until evening, and shall not eat of the set apart things, unless he wash his flesh with Maim. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterward eat of the set apart things, because it is his food. That which dies of itself, or is torn by animals, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. I am Yahweh. They shall therefore keep mine ordinance, lest they bear transgression for it and die. Therefore, if they profane it, I, Yahweh, do sanctify them. There shall no foreigner eat of the set-apart thing. A sojourner of the Kohen or a hired servant shall not eat of the set-apart thing. But if the Kohen buy any soul with his money, he shall eat of it. And he that is born in his bait, they shall eat of his meat. If the Kohen's daughter also be married to a foreigner, she may not eat of an offering of the set-apart things. But if the Kohen's daughter be a widow or divorced and have no child, and is returned to her father's bait, as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's meat. But there shall no foreigner eat there. And if a man eat of the set-apart thing by mistake, then he shall put 20% there to it, and shall give it to the Kohen with a set-apart thing. And they shall not profane the set-apart things of the children of Israel, which they offer to Yahweh, or suffer them to bear the iniquity of trespass, when they eat their set-apart things, for I, Yahweh, do sanctify them. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, Whatsoever he be of the bait of Israel, or of the strangers in Israel, that will offer his oblation for all his vows, and for all his freewill offerings, which they will offer to Yahweh for a burnt offering, you shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the ox family, the sheep, or of the goats. You shall not offer anything that has a blemish, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And whosoever offers a sacrifice of shalom offerings to Yahweh to accomplish his vow, or a freewill offering of the ox family or sheep, it shall be pure to be accepted there, shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having a wen or scurvy or scabbed, he shall not offer these to Yahweh, nor make any offering by fire of them upon the altar to Yahweh. Either a bullock or a lamb that has anything superfluous or lacking in his parts, that may you offer for a freewill offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. You shall not offer to Yahweh that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut, neither shall you make any offering there in your land. Neither from a foreigner's hand shall you offer the lechem of your power of any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes be in them, they shall not be accepted for you. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, When a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the care of his mother. And from the 8th day and henceforth it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And whether it be cow or ewe, you shall not kill it and her young both in 1 day. And when you will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Yahweh, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. You shall leave none of it until the morrow. I am Yahweh. Therefore shall you keep my commandments, and do them. I am Yahweh. Neither shall ye profane my set apart name, but I will be set apart among the children of Israel. I am Yahweh who sanctifies you, that brought ye out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your power. I am Yahweh.